Okay, Roar.
Tonight's story is Minty May Gray and the Strangely Good Day by Fifi Box and illustrated by Frida Chu.
Okay, let's get going.
It was a very bad day for Minty May Gray, so she trudged through the house to her bed. A girl in her class named Cordelia Glass said some things that should not have been said. While arguing over their mutual friend Clover, Cordelia insulted Minty's face. That's Minty, I think. Or maybe it's Cordelia, I don't know. She said that her eyes were the wrong shape and size and her nose bent all over the place. Now, yes, it was true, Minty already knew that her nose was like a ski jump. But on hearing these words, sad feelings were stirred and poor Minty slipped into a slump. So glum and upset, trying hard to forget, Minty curled up and lay on her floor. But as she lay down with her big worried frown, something happened that filled her with awe. Up on her wall, hanging spotty and tall, her best drawing did something quite weird. The pink unicorn shook its glittering horn, then leapt off the page and appeared. Hello, Minty May. Do you mind if I say that these spots are all very distressing? And don't start me on pink. What a strange choice of ink. Were you serious or were you just messing? Well, I can fix that, Minty shrugged as she sat with a pencil and started to draw. She scribbled in brown from the rump to the crown till an ordinary pony she saw. Unicorn smiled with glee. I have friends you should see. They also don't like their own looks. With a 1, 2, and 3 and a tap of the knee, they disappeared into a book. Look at Minty May going into the book. Suddenly they landed and found themselves stranded on a page with a woman in brown. It's the Mona Lisa, Rory. It's a very famous painting. My name is Mona, and yes, I'm a groaner, but I'm so sick of this horrible frown. I want big, juicy lips, slick with glossy lipstick, and my teeth all sparkly and white. I think your mouth's lovely and not at all ugly, said Minty. You look a delight. Chuffed and happy with that, Mona...
Mom, she's going out of the picture.
Oh, no longer flat. Had an old friend in mind who felt low. So with a 1, 2, and 3 and a tap of the knee, they arrived on a page with Van Gogh. He was a very famous painter, Rory. His first name is Vincent. I'm grumpy and sad, he said, feeling bad. And my hairline has brought me to tears. I know I'm a whinger, but I hate that it's ginger. How I wish I looked more like my peers. I'm so sorry, sir, but I cannot concur. I don't think you should feel quite so sour. Your hair is divine. I wish it were mine. It glistens just like a sunflower. His hair... Van Gogh beamed with glee and asked Minty to see another friend who might need her advice. So they went on their way and the unicorn neighed as they came to a lush paradise. There Venus stood, as still as she could, in case she revealed something rude. She's no clothes on, Rory. You see, Venus was shy, so much she could cry, because she was completely nude. Don't look past the hair. My skin is so bare. You can see every dimple and line. Oh, please, Minty scoffed. You look strong and yet soft. So feel proud. Your body's divine. And with that, Venus sighed. So happy, she cried and told Minty of a friend who might need her. So with a 1, 2, and 3 and a tap of the knee, they arrived on a page and met Frida. Oh, does she look familiar, Rory? Have you seen someone called Frida that looks like that before?
No.
Are you sure?
No.
Oh, I think you have, but just might not remember.
I'm not sure.
Are you here to insult what I'm told is a fault? Frida quipped as she tapped on her face. If you can bear to glimpse it, she said, quite indignant. My eyebrows are so out of place. They're too bushy and bold, or so I am told. I'm not everyone's idea of gorgeous. Minty quickly retorted so fast that she snorted. Are you kidding? It's clear that you're flawless. This is Frida Kahlo. She's a famous artist. You don't need to be told that your eyebrows are bold, but your boldness is what I admire. Through your unique lines, your loveliness shines and your confidence serves to inspire. You see, Frida dear, I've been lacking in cheer, but now I know that looks aren't the thing. Your features are blessings, your way of expressing the spirit inside you that sings. Then she turned to her friend in order to mend a mistake she'd made earlier on. With a scribble of her pen, he was back once again, her bright spotted pink unicorn. I think you look fine, Minty said, because you're mine. I don't care that you're not like the rest. You're very unique and I love that you speak to me. You are simply the best. And with that, Minty knew what she had to do if kids laughed at her physical traits. She'd remember to grin, because all beauty's within and our differences make us all great. The end. Did you like that story, Rory? Oh, big thumbs up. Thank you. I liked it too.